for your weekly Lake North Fork fishing report as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort right there on beautiful Lake North Fork and visit with Gary Faraci. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary, with your two different color socks on this Thursday morning.
Yeah, it's an oops. You ever have those oops mornings?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, here the other day, I was at the grocery store. I was looking for my keys. I mean, literally looking for my, and I was almost to the point convinced that I'd locked my keys in my vehicle, and I'm thinking, man, I haven't, you know, I've never done that. And then somebody come up and said, hey, man, what are you doing, Gary Lee? I'm like, I'm kind of looking for my keys. They go, what's that in your hand? Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. You know, that, headphones too tight, too much coffee. I don't know, but something. Hey, anyway, you know, a lot of rain has hit the ground. And but prior to all the rain, how's the fishing been?
It's been pretty darn good. That's for sure. Boy, we're in our winter, getting into the spring mode fishing. I tell you, some of these guys have just been killing the stripers and the hybrids and the whites and even the crappie. I mean, it's I know you and I talked last week. It was so dang cold. There wasn't much. You know, the few guys that were going out were doing okay. And then we got a break in the weather, and the weather warmed up, and they had to brave some of the rain and stuff this past week. But the guys that got out and went out, boy, they did very well.
Yeah, I mean, I've been seeing a lot of pictures of the stripers, the crappie, and just all the fishies are, you know, very active. And, you know, we've got some really nice weather coming, too, over the next. I mean, today it's going to be nice, but it's really going to be windy, but... And then, of course, I don't know. I'm telling you right now, old man Winter, yeah, I get it. You know, he cracked the top off some bourbon and hit on it and, you know, got cold. But Mother Nature, I don't know, man. I'm telling you right now, I think Mother Nature smokes pot.
She sure is a prankster, isn't she?
Yeah, because we've got snow in the forecast tonight and snow tomorrow, but they're not really throwing out any, you know, measurable amount, so really it's kind of uncertain right now. But once we get through Friday, boy, Saturday up around 50, mid-50s, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, chance of rain, 50. Wednesday of next week, 60. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're going to be playing with 60-degree weather as well, so... I bet you'll see a lot of boats going right there to Fout Landing, right?
Yeah, with the way the fish have been biting, water temperature in the mid-40s, mm-hmm. It's just perfect conditions. You get some nice weather, time to get out there. It really is. I mean, you don't have to go out and freeze your tail off either. I mean, you can get out with this spring weather coming. It's beautiful.
You know, I've been talking with Tad a little bit via text, but tater baits are really tearing it up, aren't they, the crappie? And they're using a lot of tater baits on their A-rigs for the stripers.
Yeah, and a lot of them are just straight jig fishing with the tater bait and that. And he's got a few new colors out that are just tearing it up. And I'm still a big fan of the original the white trash tater bait, that one works. That's tried and true. The stripers and the hybrids love that white color. But he's got some new colors out, three new colors, and they've been working really, really well. And Chad's been working on those, and he's had some epic days out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and now what about the largemouth, smallmouth, you know, Kentucky? How's that bite going?
That bite's still going good, and the Gitsit fishermen are just – tearing them up. I know some guys are still throwing some different things out there, but I'd say the majority of guys I talk to, they're right now they're Gitsit fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's you know, this time of year, you know, I don't know that a fast bait is really the approach. Something slower, something you can work a little slower. Gitsit is so easy to use.
Yeah.
And
yep.
And very effective, you know.
It's very effective. It's just you got to get the feel of it. Once you get the feel of it, boy, it's game on because you'd bounce that across the bottom, and It's a good deal.
Katie, bar the door. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know a little bit more, maybe would like to book a stay at Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, great way to drop us a line, see what's going on, check out some pictures, see what baits guys are using and stuff and that. I try to keep all that stuff up on there. And then, of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com. Or if you're in that neighborhood, just stop in and say hi, see what's going on.
Right on. Hey, it's that warmer weather is going to be here before long, and I know there's something that you're really looking forward to, getting the pool ready.
Yeah. Won't be long. I'm telling you what, the last week or so, the phone's been ringing off the hook because, you know, you and I talked about it. It's never too early to book for summer vacations, for spring fishing. We got four different fish tournaments coming up this spring.
Yeah.
On the lake, and I keep all that stuff info up on our Facebook page so guys can make plans and stuff and that. So. Yeah, it's never too early.
I think I'm going to do my birthday party this year at the Bayou.
There we go.
All right.
I know I am. We're having a big bash for my 70th.
Oh, yeah. And see, yours and mine's not that far apart.
No, maybe we'd all do one big party.
That's right. That's right. But see, you've got a few years on me, so.
I know.
All right, Gary, thank you so much, and we'll chat with you next week.
Have a good weekend, Gary.
Yeah, bye-bye.